Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and good morning to you on this glorious Sunday morning. Welcome to Fresh Manna. I am Apostle Loretta Williams, and you are listening to Sunday Prayer and Devotion. We pray that you will enjoy today's broadcast and share it with others. My topic for today is, Ain't God Good? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Let's not forget from whence we came. For many of us, life wasn't always picture perfect. Some people have faced challenges that would make many of us run and hide. Yet, they persevered. People have always telling me, I don't know how you came through what you went through. Yet I persevered with God's help and overcame. Amen. Praise God. And when we look back, our testimony is, ain't God good? Never forget how you got over. And it will be easier to continue the journey. My first scripture text is Psalms 143:10. Teach me to do thy will. For thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. I want to share some testimonies from this week some things that I experienced. I want to start, amen, praise God, with yesterday, Saturday. And I was busy most of the day taking care of some business, and I went out to run some errands, got back in late in the evening. It was dark outside, and I happened to notice that when I got out of my car, I had put two bags of garbage to take to the dumpster, two small store bags that I was going to take to the dumpster. And I went to the dumpster, and I cleaned out my car in the front, but I left the two bags of garbage in the car. Now, when I was getting out of the car last night, and I happened to look in the back and saw two bags of garbage. Oh, this is a good story. I've had people in the car, and I wondered why nobody said, "Do you know you got some garbage bags back here on the floor?" I think I've had at least a couple of passengers ride with me yesterday, and neither one of them said, "Excuse me, you got some bags back here, look like garbage on your floor." But I was grateful to God that I didn't look when I got out the car, because if I'd have left those two bags in my car all night, one was just an empty jug of juice, so it wouldn't have smelled. But certainly the bag from the kitchen, if it had stayed in the car all night, it would have had my car stinking the next morning. Ain't God good that I saw those bags of garbage and got them out of my car so that they did not dwell and cause a scent in my car that I'd have problems trying to air out. Well, that first thing that I want to share with you is that a lot of times we're carrying around stuff in our lives that's garbage. Oh, yes, we do. And a lot of times we know it's garbage, and we have intentions of getting rid of it. We have intentions of putting it out, things out of our hearts and our spirits, just like I got the garbage out of my house. I didn't want to leave it in my house, amen, to stink up my house. But then I put it in my car, amen, and forgot to get it out of my car. So many times, amen, we're trying to reposition and trying to get things out of our lives that we know don't belong there. And we get busy doing other things and we forget. But ain't God good that he will show us, he'll show us that stuff that can cause us problems later on. He'll show us that garbage, that if it continues to sit, it may not be doing any harm right now. The situation, the problem that you're dealing with sometimes, it may not be bothering you right now. You may not even see it. Like I was sitting in the front, the garbage was in the back. I didn't see it. But yet and still, ain't God good, because he knew if that stuff stayed in my car, that it was going to contaminate my car. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Wasn't going to hurt the outside. Inside would have a stench to it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So God, many times, he shows us ourselves and what we have in our heart, because our heart is the soul. It is part of the spirit that dwells our emotion. Amen. We have the mind. We have the spirit. We have the soul. Amen, praise God. Your soul and your spirit is eternal. This physical body is going to turn back unto the dust from which it came. But we have to be careful. We don't allow the things of this world to contaminate, amen, praise God, our hearts and our minds and our will, amen. So God reveals things a lot of times that we have set aside and forgot all about, how we were offended, or forgot all about how we told so-and-so off and gave them a piece of our mind. We forgot all about, amen, those things that, amen, we put it over to the side and said, I'll deal with that later. Amen. Ain't gonna deal with that right now because I got something else to do, but I'll deal with that later. And then you forget all about it, but God knows it's there. God knows you got that unforgiveness in your heart. God knows you're still bitter and resent something that was said or done to you from a co-worker or even a family member. God knows. And he's not going to allow that to sit there and contaminate your spirit, contaminate the good person that you are. And he'll bring it to your remembrance. He'll cause you to see it, and then it's your responsibility to get it out. Oh, once I saw that garbage there, it's got to go. It can't stay here. It's got to go. Thank you, Jesus. So in the process, here's the next testimony. In the process, I grabbed the two bags of garbage. I grabbed my purse and my cups that I had, and I have this key. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for the lesson on today. I have this key, and the hook, the ring on it is broke. The key still works in the ignition, but it cannot be attached to any key ring because the top of it is missing where it holds the hook. Now I've taken it, amen, to the dealer, and they want a large sum of money to fix it. Or replace it, I should say, because the bottom of the key, amen, it goes in the ignition, it's fine, but the inside of the key has a chip. Took it to Walmart, had them make me a key, not realizing that this was a special made key. Got outside, put the key in the car, and the car would not completely crank. And I began to wonder, amen, what was the problem? Oh, so I took the key back. And then when I put the original key in, it didn't want to work right because I didn't know the original key had a chip in it. Hear me closely. So when I put that imitation key in there, it messed up the system. Oh, when I finally got the key started and I took it, amen, praise God, and I had the mechanic check it, and he was telling me this key has a chip. You have to have it specially ordered, and it can mess up your ignition where you put a key in there that doesn't have the chip because the car does not recognize the key. Oh, that's lesson number two. A lot of times we try to put stuff in our life. It ain't the real thing. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Nothing can substitute prayer. Nothing can substitute reading and meditating on God's word for yourself. Well, you can listen to the radio like you're doing now. You can watch television and see the different religious programs. But it doesn't have the profound effect as when you read God's word, amen, for yourself. And then you allow somebody to give you instruction on the word. It's important that we communicate with God individually so that we get that proper connection. There was nothing wrong with the car. It was that I tried to put a false key that was not made for that ignition in that car, and the car didn't recognize it. Oh, many times, amen, we come before God, amen, with things that are not of him. And he doesn't see the precious blood of Jesus. He sees those spots, those wrinkles, those blemishes, and he does not recognize our true character because we've taken off Christ. And we've gotten in the carnal. We've gotten in the flesh. Oh, I'm gonna get you told. I'm grown. Don't nobody treat me like that. You've taken off the Spirit of God and you put on the old man and his sin. And then when you go before God and you try to turn over the admission, amen, praise God, you come to him, amen, praise God, and rather than repenting, oh, you try to cover up that lie. You try to cover up, amen, those harsh words. You try to cover up those things that you did, those deeds and actions that you've done, and you know, amen, it wasn't pleasing unto God. So, amen, praise God, nothing works. It doesn't work. And you're wondering why your blessings are being hindered. Well, your blessings may be hindered, but ain't God good? They will not be delayed. God has a way of letting us know. Amen, praise God. As the scripture in Psalms 143 and 10 says, teach me to do your will. Amen. We get in our own self, in our own will, and we cease to do the will of God. Amen. We just like that imitation key trying to turn over an ignition, and we don't, amen, praise God, have the chip. We don't have the Spirit of the living God. Amen. We're not allowing the Holy Spirit to rule within us and lead us into righteousness. Well, I got this key, this original key. Amen. It may be broken, but it still works. Amen. Because the chip is intact. Ha! And the bottom of the key that fits into the ignition is intact. You may be broken on today. You may be going through some hardships, some tests, and some trials, and you just cannot figure out, amen, what you're going to do. Well, amen, allow that key to plug into the ignition. The power source of our faith, amen, is through prayer. We also, amen, allow the Holy Spirit. That's the chip in the key. Faith is the key that will open up any door. Amen, praise God. But you've got to have with that faith hope. Hallelujah, praise God. You have to have anticipation that what you ask for, you shall receive it. Believing beyond anything, amen, praise God, that God will grant you your request. The Holy Spirit is the chip that works in our keys. And without it, amen, praise God, all the engine will not start. Because, amen, praise God, we are special. Amen, praise God. We are peculiar. We are God's chosen people. Well, amen, praise God. I'm going to pray our first selection for you by Byron Cage. I've got a reason to praise the Lord. And then I'm going to tell you a little bit more about this key, amen, praise God, that we need, hallelujah, and what happens when you lose the key. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
If you know you got a reason to praise him, I want you to tell seven people real quick and tell them, I've got a reason. about three people, I've got a reason to clap my hands. Tell somebody behind you, they don't understand why you're praising them. Tell them, I've got a reason to praise him. Come on, we got a few minutes. Come on, clap your hands in here like you love Jesus. Hey!
Talking about my testimony on some things that happened to me on yesterday with my car, starting out with finding, that I had left some garbage in my car and forgot to put it in the dumpster and had passengers in the car that never said anything to me about it, but just rolled in the back seat with the garbage. I wonder what their thoughts were as they sat there and they looked down at those two little small bags of garbage. Maybe they thought they were groceries because you couldn't see. You could see one had a big gallon container. I could see when I picked it up, it was empty. But the other bag, if you looked at it, it was just a small store bag, amen, but it was filled with garbage. The next thing I talked about was the key, the broken key that I tried to replace. Even though the key was broken, it still worked. You may, amen, be broken in heart and in spirit. You could be wounded many times. But, oh, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Ain't God good? I tell you, amen, when you have the Holy Spirit, amen, praise God, and you allow him to work in your life, when the Holy Spirit connects, when you put it in, hallelujah, to operate with your faith, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I tell you, faith changes things. Faith will get that ignition to working. Now, the final testimony I want to share with you is after I got the bags of garbage out and I was getting ready to take them to the dumpster, praise the Lord, I picked up the key rather than putting it in my pocket, because remember I told you the key, the top part of where it has, where you put it on the key ring, is broke. I had the key in my hand, and I saw a neighbor, and we always greet one another, and we were talking. And so the neighbor offered to take my garbage. She was moving her car around to the dumpster. And I gave her the two bags of garbage. And when I started to proceed up towards my stairs, I realized I no longer had the car key in my hand. Oh, my God, I panicked. She had already driven off to the dumpster, and I began to search because I remember that I had the key when I got out of the car and saw the garbage. Somewhere between the car and where I saw my neighbor in the front of my apartment, I had dropped that key. Oh, many times we drop. Hallelujah. We lose. We misplace our faith because we get busy dealing with garbage and drama. Amen. And then when we get rid of the drama, when we get rid of the garbage that's been contaminating our lives, that's been hindering us from, amen, praising and worship God, those things that's been holding you back from being free, when you get rid of it, you suddenly realize I've lost. Oh, I misplaced my faith in God. Oh, I looked when my neighbor come back. I said, I dropped my key. She went back, oh my goodness, to the dumpster and was able to grab one of the bags, looked in it, wasn't there. To make a long story short, I started praying. Ha! oh, God, I only got one key. And there, when I looked down in the dark of the night, up under another vehicle, set my key on the ground. I began to praise God. I began to give God thanks right then and there.
If you know you got a reason to praise him, I want you to tell seven people real quick and tell them, I've got a reason.
That you've enjoyed this lesson. Amen. Praise God. This is Apostle Loretta Wade. Hey, God good.